Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC, AM 1080. I am Ann Baldwin, one of your hosts.
And I'm Lisa DeMattis-Lepore. Good morning, folks. How are you all doing this morning? I hope well. And you're all bundled up and warm.
That's
preferably
right.
Under the covers.
Winter is here. You know, someone asked me today, you know, how are you? And you know what my answer was?
What?
You don't want to know. So let's just tell folks what happened. So Lisa and I had an opportunity to be on with Ray Dunaway and Jody Ambrosio this morning on the radio. And I'm hauling ass to get there because we needed to be there by 8:30. And don't you know, on Route 6 at 8:15, I'm just going along my merry way in my love buggy with my new vanity plates. And boom, this chick hits me, smashes me from behind, smashes my love buggy plate. Her car's totaled.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Her car.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They had to have a tow truck. But, you know, it's like she didn't even get out of her car or roll down her window. I mean, she probably knew I beat the crap out of her if she did. So she stays in her car and doesn't even roll her window down to say I'm sorry or anything. What is wrong with people? First of all, she was on her frickin' phone.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm not going to make it. Well, the cop knew that I was in a hurry. So he goes, just give me your information. She has insurance, thank God, and be on your merry way. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's just such a pain to have to go to the repair shop and blah, blah,
I
blah.
Know. But I also think, too, that this is just a distracting time of year for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. People are in a rush. They're running late. They have a lot on their mind. It's stressful, which is going to move into the next conversation we're going to talk about.
I know. I'm going to eat her up because I need help, Chelsea Humphrey. She's the director of behavioral health for The Connection. And, you know, that's what we were talking about, too, Chelsea, Lisa and I, with Ray and Jody this morning, is stress. Not only self-initiated, but sometimes things just happen, or we've got family that we don't always have a choice that we have to deal with and be around on the holidays. So we're so glad that you're here to help not only me out, but to help our listeners out.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome. So, you know, Chelsea, first of all, Chelsea's been with The Connection. How long, Chelsea?
Oh, about 13 years.
Wow, that's...
Give or take.
Give or take.
A month or so.
She's been here a while. So with the holiday season being hectic and stressful for all of us, it's really a time to try to focus on self-care. And the reason why we're having you on today is because we want to talk to you about mental health check-ins and the work that you do at The Connection. So tell us a little bit about our listeners, what you do, and also let's talk about this time of year and how people can take care of themselves.
Absolutely. This is such a great topic at this time of year because, you know, Anne, I could relate to your story. I didn't have an accident this morning, but I could certainly, you know, I feel like we're all running around and we're, you know, hectic and crazy and there's so much kind of on our minds and we feel responsible for so many things. So in my work overseeing the Connection Centers for Behavioral Health, I really, you know, support the clinicians and who really support all of our clients to feel better during times like this. And we have outpatient services at a variety of levels to support people. And no matter really what they're going through, you know, holidays can bring up not just the busyness, but it can bring up some, you know, maybe some feelings around family, like you mentioned, Lisa. Or some, you know, feelings of holidays that maybe weren't so good in the past. And so it brings up a lot of things for people.
It does. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, too, Chelsea, it's all of us need this advice, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you recommend, not only to your patients, but to our listeners this time of year, when Lisa talked about, you know, self-care? What does that mean?
Oh, great question. You know, I think that really means taking care of your mind and your spirit. You know, and your body, because with all the running around, we can feel more drained, we can feel more stressed, we can feel more irritated, and, you know, sometimes that can feel us leaving us feeling a little more disconnected from others, even though we might be around people more. Some of that might mean we start to feel a little bit more anxious, we might have some trouble sleeping, maybe, you know, greater irritation. So all these things can sort of, you know, build up. And so it's really important to think about sometimes slowing down, actually, which sounds, you know, kind of contraindicated for, you know, where we're at when we feel so busy. But it really means slowing down and thinking about how we're feeling and how we're taking care of ourselves. Are we getting enough sleep? Are we taking the time for the relationships that really mean the most to us?
That's a good point.
That's a really good point.
And, you know, Chelsea, to your point, recently, so Beth Connor, who also works for The Connection, we started meeting for Zumba class on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a drive on our way home from work. You know, it's a bit of a drive. And you get home and you're dragging and you're like, oh, and it's dark out. And you're like, oh, I don't want to go. But when you have somebody else that you can help hold you accountable and help hold them accountable, you've got to do it. You've just got to make yourself go because it's such a great release that I can't imagine.
True.
So, you know, teaming up with somebody as a check-in. Right? Like just having somebody say to you, Lisa, how are you? How are you? You know, it's as simple as that sometimes.
Not many people ask me that question.
I know. I was just talking to my sister this morning. I said, when's the last time somebody said, Ann, how are you? You know, and it's just, it's simple as that. And Chelsea, the other thing is there are real serious signs of stress, like stress and all the stuff, not only around the holidays, but it's so debilitating, and it can impact people physically.
Oh, yeah.
Completely. You know, it's funny because you might think, oh, I'm just going, but are you having a few more stomach aches, maybe some tension, headaches, some migraines?
Right.
You know, maybe some of your back and your neck are real tense. And, you know, it's our minds and our bodies are very connected. And, you know, when we ignore things and we think, oh, I'll just push through, you know, certainly that can work in the short term, but, you know, our bodies are going to speak up in, you know, other ways and say, hold on, you need to pay attention to me.
Absolutely. Well, like this morning when I got in this accident, mm-hmm. I immediately got out of my car on Route 6 and started yelling profanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am. Like, I'm one of those people, I have to just let it out. Like, you know what's going on with me because I don't hold anything in to a fault. And I felt so much better that I did that. That's probably why the girl didn't get out of her car, because she was afraid of me, because I was this lunatic that was going crazy. But everybody deals with stress differently, right? And that's where you really need to take these things, because it's all retail. It's all jingle bells, and I'll be home for Christmas, which makes me cry every time I hear it. So we really need to be aware, not only of ourselves, but what about the people? And I love what you just said, Chelsea. Make time for the people that matter.
Right, so, because there's people that recharge our batteries, and there's people that drain them a little.
Yeah,
exactly.
we have most of us have both of those people in our lives.
Yep.
So, Chelsea, tell our listeners about our centers for behavioral health, where they're located, and also the types of treatment services that we provide.
Absolutely. So we have three different centers that are located in different parts of the state. So our listeners might be able to, you know, be located near one or another one, depending on where they live. But we have a center in Middletown that is on 196 Court Street, which is right downtown in Middletown, really easily accessible to the bus line and to Main Street. We have one at 101 Water Street in Norwich, and that is also right downtown. We're right on the water. Which is very nice. And then our New Haven office, we're actually moving in the next couple of weeks. For currently, we're right on the green. We're at 900 Chapel Street. But on December 16th, we're actually moving over to 48 Howe Street, which is, I think it's going to be a great move, right on the first floor. So those are the centers that we have. And we really do quite a lot of different services. We have anything from, basically, when you come in, you can come in at any time. We have open access between, in New Haven, it's 10 to 4. In the other sites, it's 10 to 2. And just walk in and say, hey, I just would like to talk to somebody. And you sit down with a clinician, and they'll help assess kind of what's going on. And it can be such a relief for people just to get out and be able to talk a little bit about what's going on. And then together you'll decide kind of what is maybe the best thing that might support you. So we have individual services, so that's individual appointments. So you're meeting with a clinician one-on-one. We have group therapy, which is all kinds of different groups. In all of our sites, we have anything from stress management to some trauma recovery. We have substance use and gambling recovery groups. We have an intensive outpatient in New Haven, so those who are struggling a little bit more, which at this time of year is very easy to do, to you know, be using more alcohol or drugs. And so that intensive outpatient can be helpful. And we also have some medication management. So we have psychiatric APRNs that are available at each site and can meet with you and figure out if you would like some medication that will supplement some of the things you might be, you know, learning. And the individual and the group treatment really is about learning new things and connecting with other people who might be experiencing a lot of the same things you are, and it can be really helpful to hear,
right?
You know, what they're going through as
and
well.
You know, also all this information and all the locations, and there is a special behavioral services section on the Connections website, which is theconnectioninc.org, theconnectioninc, all one word, .org. And I love the group therapy concept. I know I attend 12-step meetings, mm-hmm. and it's good to just also know that you're not out there alone.
Exactly.
You're not the only one that's feeling the way you feel, mm-hmm. right? So
it's connecting with other people, feeling support, not feeling isolated. Today, when we were at the show, I bumped into that lovely woman, and we both have an autoimmune disorder, and we connected immediately, and we talked about, you know, what it's like to have an autoimmune, and people don't talk about it, and support groups, and how that works. And it is, I think, when you're dealing with something, it's really important to connect with other people.
Right. And her name, Christine Lee. So she's on, 96.5 WTIC FM, our sister station. And what a beautiful woman. Just really is.
I could have talked to her. We just totally connected.
Yeah. I mean, I leave you in the hallway at TIC for 5 minutes, and you're like making all these friends and having all these conversations. You both have boys going off to college. You got that out. You both have an autoimmune disease. I'm like, what the heck happened here in 5 minutes? But that just shows who you are too, Lisa, because you're just very approachable. And, you know, it's just, let's just talk to each other about what's going on.
I think that's, it's easy, you know, of course, being the CEO of the Connection, it's easy, you know, of course, people, of course, expect me to say, oh, you know, go for services. But truthfully, you know, being on the other side of the fence, it's really important to reach out, talk to other people, don't feel embarrassed about it, you know. A lot of people wait 10 years or longer to seek treatment a lot of the time for mental health or other issues. And no one's alone in this world. And the Connection's here for you. And in the event that there is a service that you need that we don't provide, we are going to work with you directly and get you to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. So we're willing to help others because we feel that that's we should.
That's what you're there for.
That's what we're there
Chelsea,
for.
Chelsea, again, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Chelsea Humphrey, and she is the Director of Behavioral Health for The Connection. We talk a lot on this program, regardless of the topic, about stereotypes and, you know, people labeling folks. And it used to be back in the day, if you said, oh, I need to go see my therapist, or I'm in therapy, or whatever it was, you know, people thought you were crazy. Do you think that our world is getting more used to the fact that we can't always deal with our stuff on our own?
You know, I really think so. You know, it's wonderful to see a lot of celebrities in the media really speaking up about mental health awareness, mm-hmm. you know, those who are in recovery, you know, really talking openly about it. And I feel like these days, you know, almost everybody's talking about it. And what a relief, because we all struggle in some way or other, and we all need support. So I think it's the more we talk about it, the better.
I agree.
Can you maybe give us something that we could do? Is there when you talk to folks, is there something that we can all do? Like, let's do a little exercise if you have one in your pocket, Chelsea. So
sure.
That especially myself and Lisa, I'm sure you could use this too, right?
Yes, always.
Okay.
We all can.
All right, let's all use this. Okay, even our listeners. Okay, so let's all follow Chelsea's lead. Okay, ready?
Ready, set, go, right?
Right.
So, you know, I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, it sounds a little cliche, but it is so true, and that is the practice of gratitude. Because gratitude is free, But at this time of year, we're usually thinking that we're too busy to do any really, you know, deep thinking. But gratitude can bring us back to, you know, just being grateful and kind of bring us back to the moment instead of being in our head or being, you know, worried about what somebody else is going to say or think or what somebody else needs. And I have three easy ways that you can practice gratitude on a daily basis. One, you could just take a moment each day or keep a gratitude journal each day and just write, jot something down. Could be morning, could be night. Just jot something down. Another thing that you could do is make a practice to tell your spouse, partner, friend, or family member something you appreciate about them every day. You know, just thank you, honey, for doing the dishes, or thank you for greeting me with a smile. I mean, it's amazing how we can forget that sometimes.
Well, do we have to do that every day?
You know,
we do
I
have
think
dogs.
Sometimes we'll forget. But there's, you know, if we can remember even a few times a week, it really changes brain chemistry.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right.
It can build our happiness levels.
Okay.
And it's scientifically proven, which means that we're going to be more peaceful, less reactive. We'll probably be better able to solve our problems. So practicing that gratitude even in just a couple minutes, or even just looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking about something you've done well recently or something you like about yourself. Sometimes that's a hard thing to do when you're feeling under the gun with a lot of different things going on. It can be a really important thing.
Those are good.
I like that.
Yeah. You got to remind yourselves, like even this morning, someone said you shouldn't ask, why did this happen to me? Mm. You should say, why did this happen for me? Right?
That's a great thing. Yeah,
that's interesting.
If you turn it around, and it's one of those things, it could have been so much worse. That's it's a car. Always. It's a vanity plate.
Who cares? Speaking of gratitude, I think you're so right, Chelsea. And there's always something on social media about, you know, what people are grateful for. They do however many days of gratitude. They post a picture and they do all that. And I do think that's important because, you know, Anne always talks about, you know, if you sat around a table with 10 people and everyone emptied whatever that sort of baggage is, right, and put it on the table, and you heard what their issues are and what they're struggling, you would be grateful and take everything that you have back, because everyone has, you know, is fighting some battle, right? And I do think it's important to talk about it, and I think that it's less taboo now than ever to, you know, be upfront, talk about these things, talk about what's, you know, happening, not feel embarrassed to share certain things about yourself with people that you, obviously, you're not going to, you know, there's certain people that you feel comfortable talking to, whoever that is. But I also think that's why the services that we're providing and the services, you know, that you're actually doing, Chelsea, on a daily basis is so key, because, you know, you have passion and you do care a lot of people and the rest of our staff. And are you seeing right now, do you see a trend over the holidays when our clients are struggling more and talking about, you know, coping skills and what their holidays may or may not be like?
Absolutely. You know, I just sat with somebody yesterday who was just, she said, you know, every holiday is just such a difficult time for me. And, you know, we really sat and thought about how can we make those experiences better. And a part of that, even that gratitude, is it kind of flips it on its head, because when we think of sometimes holidays or think of stressful times, we think about what's wrong. And
exactly.
You know, and a lot of times people, I think even with the media tells us that this should be a time that is joyful and fun. But that can really make actually people feel more lonely sometimes or more down, because they're not always having fun.
True.
You know, and so I think even more importantly, it's time to get connected with other people, really talk about what's going on and use those skills and learn and use those skills, because they can really help. They can make such a big difference.
Yep.
And what I've seen is when people then do talk about it, they feel better.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
And, you know, set limitations, too. That's my thing is, like, for example, at Thanksgiving, I had a bad situation at my Thanksgiving table where this couple got into an argument. And you know what? I decided I'm not going to tolerate that anymore. I mean, I shouldn't have tolerated it then, but set expectations. Don't overload yourself. Yep. If you don't want to go to somebody's holiday party that you've been invited to, don't go.
Right.
You know, and or if people want you to do certain things and you just don't have the time and the energy.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. The biggest word and the hardest word, I think.
No.
No.
Yes, exactly.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. And you can do that. But setting those expectations. And then for me, the other big trigger is, you know, alcohol's flowing.
Oh, all the time.
All the time. And it changes people's personalities. So keeping that to a limit, so I'm at the point where I just kind of selectively will let, you know, this person can have a couple, this person can't, I know this person doesn't drink. So just knowing what you're dealing with and then say, okay, you know, if I am having dinner, it's going to be from 5 to 8. And then at 8 o'clock, go home now.
Mm.
Right?
You have to set limits.
You have to set limits. But I'm glad to hear that people are being more open because, like I said, we all have our stuff.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
And what might be bugging me or on my mind or making me depressed today, if I talk about it, maybe tomorrow it's not an issue. That's the other thing I think that's great about therapy and getting professional help. You're not telling somebody that's going to throw it back in your face.
Right. That's the point of it, is that it's someone who's listening with an open, you know, has an open mind.
No agenda.
They're not going to judge you. They're going to be there to support you. And who doesn't need that?
Right.
That's really, it's really important, I think.
I also feel like sometimes, and I'll just speak for myself, but you know, I own my own company. Lisa, you're the CEO and president of The Connection. Sometimes I feel like it's lonely at the top, that, you know, people expect you to be this rock, and you are a rock. But you know what? We're also soft inside. We also have emotions. We also need somebody to support us. If you could give our listeners just, if they were sitting in front of you right now saying, help me, Chelsea Humphrey, give me some advice to get me through the holidays, what would you say?
I would say reach out to find the people that you can connect with. You know, there is always someone, and even if, you know, the people in your lives are not as supportive as you want them to be, that's why we're here. You know, we're here to support you, and we're here to make a difference and be helpful in a way that is, like you said, Lisa, non-judgmental. And,
right.
You know, just here to be a sounding board, just here to be, you know, maybe help point you in the right direction and get you back on your feet. And we're here for that.
Thank you. So if listeners want to reach out and get help for themselves or for their loved ones, how can they contact you, Chelsea?
Well, absolutely. Please have them call, or please call our helpline, which is 855-435-7955. Or just walk in at any time in any of our offices and somebody will be available to help you.
Right. And again, the website is theconnectioninc.org. Theconnectioninc.org, all one word. And again, that toll-free number is 855-HELP. Well, Chelsea Humphrey, thank you again. It's always a pleasure, and I always feel better after you're on the show.
Yes, Chelsea. Thank you so much.
Great.
And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Happy holidays to
thank
you and your
beautiful.
No, happy holidays.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas on this show, baby.
All right.
Merry okay, Christmas. Sorry. Sorry if I've offended anybody, but not really.
That's
well,
cool.
Take care of yourself, because that's the most important thing right now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on
WTIC News Talk 1080.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo.
Set another path.